everyone, and welcome to Magical Tea Time with Dr. Rebecca Wiley. Today's subject is Kundalini Tantric Manifestations. And why I'm talking about this is because lately, with all of the hype about twin flames and how to get with your twin flame relationship, how to manifest health, wealth, and prosperity, how to get into perfect alignment with your true self, this goes right hand in hand with it. It sounds like a separate subject, but it's really not, because all of this is about getting into a frequency of pure nirvana, of that God frequency. And when you learn tantric manifestation, then you are actually learning how to access that God frequency, because I believe that orgasm, and when you're in that true love of orgasm, when you're with a partner and in that love space, you are accessing the God frequency. And that orgasmic state that everyone craves for what they think is only supposed to last 15 seconds, but really can last for hours, is that God frequency. It's nirvana. And imagine being in that state of nirvana continuously for 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. That is, for us, that's a long time to be directly connected in that state, that frequency, and the ability to manifest during this time is magnificent. So let's go ahead and talk about that. In case you don't know what Kundalini Tantra is, basically the Kundalini is the activation or the clearing of all of the chakras, and when the chakras are cleared, it's connecting with God, Creator, Source. Okay, so that's Kundalini. Tantra is energy sex. Tantra is thinking about sex or making love in an energetic way. So instead of just focusing on 30 to 40% of the energy being in the sacral chakra, the sexual chakra, you are spreading that love throughout the body. When you have an orgasm, when people normally have an orgasm, they tend to focus it in on that sexual chakra. Now, the sexual chakra does hold 30 to 40% of our energy within our body. So that's why you tend to feel that orgasm in that sexual chakra. However, when you learn how to breathe, when you learn how to circulate your energy, when you learn how to do Kundalini work, breathing and, you know, doing the Kegel, going from your root chakra to the sexual chakra to the solar plexus to the heart to the throat to the third eye to the crown, you are spreading that energy through your body. Now imagine when you are in an excited state, when you are making love to your partner. Imagine taking this excitement that you feel, even right before an orgasm and during an orgasm, and spreading that through your body with breath work. Can you imagine how that feels? That is ultimate bliss for both people involved in this act, because what happens is when you do this, your partner can feel the energetic shift in you, and that partner starts to mimic. You know, it becomes like a synergetic dance. So when you and your partner are doing this together, eventually, when you learn to relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy yourself instead of thinking about things too much, everything just becomes a dance with your partner. Making love becomes so natural and organic. It's very synergetic. It's an extremely beautiful process. I can go into that more later. However, let's talk about how this can help with manifestation. I actually, to back up a little bit, telling you how I got introduced to Tantra, it was my partner and I just immediately connected. You know, the first time he and I saw each other, you know, it's definitely a very deep, deep connection. Twin flame connection for sure. So when I first, you know, made love to him, I had a tantric experience. I had an orgasm that lasted for like an hour, and I was unfamiliar with Tantra and thought I had to go to the emergency room. And then he kind of chuckled and said, no, you'll be fine. And so then I looked at him and said, do you do Tantra? And he goes, no, I thought you did. So it was a very natural process for us. It just happened. And so we started to, I didn't study it first. It happened to me first. And then I started to take my experiences and compare them to, you know, everybody else's experiences. And then I would channel and connect to Creator God Source and ask what was going on. So him and I were obviously very connected. So what we started doing is we started practicing this without touching each other. He would be across the room, you know, like 6-12 feet away from me, and I would project my energy. You know, I would start doing the Kundalini tantric orbiting, and I would project that across the room into his crown chakra, down through his crown, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral chakra, down through the root, and then it would come back to me, go up through my root, out my crown, and it back into his crown. So as you can see, it was a circle. And him and I would, you know, make love and do this tantra across the room. When we had that down, the energetic portion of it, and we started to do it physically, you can imagine, I mean, it was amazing. I would orbit the energy faster, and he would naturally start moving faster. I'm sure vice versa as well, too. So it became this beautiful, beautiful dance. You know, it actually makes making love normally, like what most of the population does, very animalistic. After that, I could really have not made love in any other way. After experiencing Tantra, you really can't go back from it. Well, then I started to realize that through this energy sex and through the Tantra, that I was in a very elated, like orgasmic, nirvanic state. You know, I was obviously connected to God, Creator, Source. This is obviously the way that you feel when you're connected. And my whole entire body was vibrating, and I was just de-aging, and, you know, it was my health. You know, I don't get sick. It's very hard for me to hold a cold. So I tend to release sicknesses very fast. You know, I heal very fast if I get hurt. So, you know, I realized, you know, there's something here, because through so much tantric work, I'm obviously clearing the chakras through the Kundalini. And I'm not going to tell you that I didn't have stuff come out of the chakras, because I did. You know, in the chakras and through a Kundalini clearing, you're releasing abandonment, resentment, anger, fears. So there was a lot of stuff that went on in the relationship. I mean, it would be, you know, twin flame relationship, doing Tantra together naturally, clearing the chakras is going to release some stuff. And him and I had a major turbulence at one point. That's going to be expected. As long as you realize that that's part of the twin flame journey, then you're going to be okay. So I decided, though, you know, to take this one step further. And I was like, what if I manifest? What if I manifest during this orgasmic state? And so I started to connect, ask Creator, you know, where am I at? Where am I at when I'm here? And if you're going to take this and put it into dimensions, which we tend to do in the collective world, I would say this is above the ninth dimension for sure. Ninth to the 16th dimension, where I feel like I'm connecting to directly during this orgasmic state. So there's a very thin veil, or possibly no veil at all, between what you're thinking and what you're creating at that point. So the ego, when you're in this state, while you're there, is pretty much non-existent, because you're so in the moment that you can manifest almost instantaneously. So one of the first times I tried to do it was in Santa Monica, whenever I was finding an apartment. And very difficult to find an apartment in Santa Monica. It's like you stare at the computer, and as the apartment comes up, and by the time you pick up the phone and call the person, the apartment's already gone. So I had like 2 days to find an apartment and move. So what I did was I imagined when I was in this state, when I was in the actual you know, the state of making love and experiencing the Kundalini Tantra, I started to imagine what I wanted. Like, I started seeing myself being moved, finding an apartment, and I put in there, like, what I wanted my apartment to be like, how it was going to be effortlessly and easily done, it was going to be affordable. And then what I did was I took it, my manifestation, and I put it in a ball, like a white ball. So finally, when you're in Kundalini Tantra, you do finally allow yourself to release, because, well, I know I do. After experiencing it for about an hour, you're like, okay, I think I'll go ahead and allow my orgasm to release, so to speak. So I would take the ball and imagine it being in the sacral chakra, and then when I started to release the orgasm, I would imagine that ball going up through my sacral chakra, through my solar plexus, through the heart, through the throat, through the third eye, through the crown, and then into the universe, and just blueprinting on my reality, you know, exploding into my reality. And then that would be it. I would say, thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Well, I'm telling you, not even 5 minutes went by when I got a call to look at an apartment in Santa Monica. It was very close to the beach. It was extremely cheap. It was the perfect apartment for me at that time, and it was in less than 5 minutes. It was an instant manifestation. So I started to do this technique. I started to think about what manifestations I wanted to accomplish, like what I wanted to do, giving gratitude during this time, being in my heart chakra, being very thankful. It came to the point where my partner would jokingly say, oh my gosh, I'm not your manifestation tool. You know, that became a joke between he and I. But it worked out beautifully, because I was giving gratitude. I was giving appreciation. I was even thinking about, like, healing people during that time. I know that may sound a little weird, but there was so much I could do with it. And to let you know, this is something that you can do by yourself as well. You can actually practice Kundalini Tantra by just doing your own breathing and then really focusing on the sacral or the sexual chakra. And you can actually have that orgasm without even touching yourself, as long as you focus in on the sacral, the sexual chakra, take the 30 to 40% of energy that's there and spread it through your body. It feels you're essentially causing an energetic orgasm and then connecting with that God state. So you can do this type of manifestation even if you don't have a partner. However, you know, I do find that being with a partner is, you know, the partner that's right for you is satisfying as well. So to recap, what you do is you basically enjoy yourself, start to have energy sex, and as you're in that heightened state and it just feels like bliss, basically, you think about your manifestation, what you want, you know, what it feels like, what it smells like, what are you seeing, what are you hearing, what's it like to be in this place that you want to be, to accomplish what you want to accomplish, you know, think of the appreciation around, the gratitude, you know, making sure to bring in compassion and all of that, everything you would normally do during a manifestation, put it into a ball, like a white ball, in your sacral chakra, and then as you finally release that orgasm through your crown, connecting with the universe, connecting with all that is, visualizing, feeling it explode. It just is on your blueprint. That's where I do zero-point accelerations. That's where that zero-point acceleration comes in, is when it's finally activating into the universe. And then, thank you, it is done, it is done, it is done. And you will notice some instant manifestations right away. So I hope this podcast has helped you. This is a very fun, creative way to manifest. I hope you take this and you use it for your enjoyment, and you have great success. Thank you.